What's going on, people? Romel Wade here once again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be scared to lose. So many of us are scared to lose. What do I mean by that? I mean, we don't step out of our comfort zones. We don't step out into something new. We don't step out into anything that means taking risk because we're scared that we might lose. We're scared that we may fail. But nothing ventured, nothing gained. Anything that we do that's going to mean that we develop or take new ground or, you know, go on to another level that and better ourselves, it will always mean that there's a chance of us losing. It always mean that there's a chance of us failing. And having that fear of losing and allowing that fear to creep you and to stop you from stepping out is one of the greatest reasons why people don't ever progress in life. People settle for mediocre lives because the fear of losing cripples them. When really and truly, the excitement of winning should overcome the fear of losing. Instead of thinking, what if I lose? How about you think, what if I win? If you think about what you could have, the person that you could become, the life that you could have, if you stepped out and actually won, if you stepped out and actually succeeded, imagine what life would look like. But no, we focus on the things that could happen if we lose. We focus on the things that can happen if we fail. When the truth is, if we do fail, nothing really happens. Because, yeah, you may get a few comments from people in your world, or you may get a few comments from people, you know, around the world, depending on how you're stepping out, depending on what you're trying to do. Also, the more risk that you're taking, especially when you're doing something publicly, there's more chance, you know, you're more of a risk of having criticism. But the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. So don't allow the fear of stepping out. Don't allow it. Don't allow the fear of failure to overpower the fear of excitement. Don't allow the fear of losing or the fear of failing. Don't allow that to overpower the excitement of winning. Winning should be an exciting feeling. Winning is an exciting feeling. And having, you know, that confidence, having that belief that if you step out, you will win, changes everything. And when you step out, you won't always win. And there's nothing wrong with that. Failing is fine. And it's right to be scared of failing as well. But be scared and still do it. Do it scared. Don't be scared and not do it. Do it scared. An example, you want to create a YouTube channel. You want to start a business. You want to apply for a new job. But you know that if you apply for the new job, you know you're underqualified. You know that, you know, you might not have the experience in your bank. Or if you're starting a new business, you know that you don't know what you're doing. Or the business may fail. Even if you know what you're doing, the business still may fail. Or if you want to start a new YouTube channel, you know that no one might watch or your content might not go viral. The chances of you going viral are very slim anyway, so that's irrelevant. But, you know, what I mean is you don't have to go viral to be successful. Just build up your stuff slowly. But stepping out, meaning that there's a risk, meaning that your content might go out and people might laugh at you because you're not getting the views. You might start your business and you may fail your business publicly and you may lose money, or you may, you know, just have to close it down and start again and do something else. You're scared of what people are going to say about you or say to you or think about you, you know? Or if you want to apply for that job, you know that if you apply for that job, you might get rejected. You may not even get an interview. And if you do get an interview, you may crumble at the interview because you're scared of doing interviews. All these things are massive fears that people have, and it stops them from stepping out and making progress because they're so fixated on the idea and the things that can happen if they were to fail. But how about you switch it? What if you apply for that job that you're underqualified for and you actually won? You actually succeeded. They gave you that job. You get that massive pay rise. You're doing a job that you love, the dream job that you've always wanted. What if you started that business and the business just took off? Income's crazy. You hire the right people. You know, you're doing what you love, and you know people love your product or love your service. Imagine that, or that YouTube channel that you wanted to start. Imagine that did go viral, a video went viral and it blew you up, or your channel just caught on and your following just boosted. Imagine if that actually happened. If you focus on those things, focus on a positive rather than a negative. Focus on the things that could happen if you win. Focus on the things that could happen if you were successful, and it changes absolutely everything. Stop being so negative. For some reason, negativity is our default. You've got to train your mind and switch your mind so that your default is positivity. Start thinking about the positive things that could happen. Think positively and not negatively. So, do not allow the fear of losing or the fear of failing to overcome the excitement of winning. Have an amazing day.